The Tucson music scene is known for its diverse array of artists, but one who truly stands out is singer Marianne Desard. She recently came to the KUAZ studio to record some of her music, accompanied by guitarist Connor Gallagher.
D'abord, c'était le chat. Quand il y a eu la pluie, il s'est mis dessous les draps. Il a fait comme chez lui. Mais nous, on s'en foutait. Et dans le lit glacé, on a continué. On s'est aimé.
I came to Tucson to make a movie. I was a filmmaker at the time. Before I started singing, and I came here to do a film about giant sand, Haugelb. That was in 94, and I never left. I'm still around.
What took you from filmmaking to singing?
I think it was a long process. It took about 10 years after I got to Tucson for Joey Burns of the band Calexico to asked me if I wanted to do an album. And I wasn't a singer before. I was writing lyrics for several people, including Naim Amor and his band throughout the years. But I never thought that I'd be able to get up to in front of a microphone and sing and be on stage. It took time. And it took being in Tucson. It's such a great music community that basically what happened is there was no need to go back to film. I was very happy collaborating with people here, very content.
Well, from what I understand, your latest project, though, will take you back into the world of film. Tell us a little bit about Lonesome Cowgirls and what's going on behind this project.
Yeah, it's a strange process because when I started singing about four years ago or something, I had totally given up on filmmaking. And 4 years into singing and going on tour and, you know, having done a lot of shows, I think I've gained a lot more confidence and I'm actually able to use what I know. I mean, I had sworn off filmmaking, but it's coming back integrally, naturally, organically to me because I'm doing an album right now, my second album. Instead of thinking of doing a music video and all this kind of stuff you're supposed to do, this whole filmmaking thing just cut back with me. So it's become this huge project that we're going to be shooting in 24 hours at Kiloko on June 12th. But we're attempting to shoot pretty much a feature film in 24 hours. So it's pretty conceptual. It's a remake of a movie by Andy Warhol and Paul Morrissey called Lonesome Cowboys. And that was shot in old Tucson in 1968. A bunch of New York cowboys from the factory and Warhol entourage came to old Tucson and got swiftly kicked out after a day. But they managed to shoot Lonesome Cowboys in Tucson. And it's really... really interesting film. It's a really sweet film. I've actually had to watch it a few times to get to to understand it.
Why did that film speak to you? Why did that become the centerpiece of this endeavor?
It's a film that's got very interesting things to say about relationships and people and also about Tucson. In a strange way, what we're going to attempt to recreate in Kiloko by bringing all these people together and filming. And it's got a lot of really great Tucson talents like Flamshen, the Parasol Projects, bands like Brian Lopez and Gabe Sullivan. And in 24 hours, we're going to be recreating this weird, our version of Tucson. Basically, we're in the same little town doing what we do, strange performance art or singing or making movies and just living our lives. And in a strange way, the Warhol movie was all about that. It's basically we have people together and what do they do with the West, being in the West. Not quite sure why we're remaking the Warhol movie, but I don't think it matters that much. It's all in the spirit.
Feu d'artifice sur le tibre, je tombe pour toi plus vite que ces fusées. Monte au ciel, poudre noire, je prends flamme, si t'ajoutes ton visage en blanc de foudre. L'exilé, fleur de papier, l'abeille. Noir de poudre, l'exilé. Fleur de papier, j'étincelle. Soir de soufre, l'exilé. Êtes-vous bien dans votre lit? Êtes-vous heureux au pays?
How do you feel when people use the word chanteuse to describe you?
Why not? I haven't found a better word yet. I mean, a singer, yeah, but chanteuse is definitely a French singer of that tradition, so it works, it's fine. But I'm also a screamer sometimes, not just a chanteuse. In the new album, we've been working on this a definite spectrum from being very soft and very tender and whispering through the mic to screaming. So I'm comfortable with that range now. I wasn't when I started singing 4 years ago. I was just able to just kind of talk.
Fleurs de papier, abeilles à tes pieds. Êtes-vous bien? Si oui, sinon partez.
What's the name of the new album?
L'Abandon.
Which means?
The Abandon. It's got several meanings to it. Abandon is being abandoned or abandoning. It's also got this more slightly erotic meaning of the abandon, you know. I don't know.
A feeling with abandon.
Yeah.
Giving
up or abandoning or letting go.
What sort of moods do you think you're exploring on the album? What were you hoping to create for your listeners?
I think I was trying to get to an album that was closer to who I am. The first album that was produced by Joey Burns of Calexico was much more subdued, much more even. And I think it only presented a side of me, or maybe I grew into something else being a performer. So the new one is it's not just nostalgic, it's not melancholy, it's got a lot more. It's got a lot of relationship songs, but it's also got some songs that are more what I call my political songs. There's even a song called Almas Perversas that's about Mexican porn comic books. And it's in five different languages, whereas the first one was in just one language, French. So we've got English, Italian, Spanish, we've got French, and we have gibberish Italian also.
What's a goal or a musical dream that you have yet to achieve?
I want to be 88 and still singing.
So that'll take a while?
Yeah. You know, gets there quick, though.
Why is that important to you?
Because it's... I like being up there on the stage. I like singing. I'm not done figuring out what this is about.
What are some of the things that you think you take home with you after a show?
The adrenaline, for sure. Yeah, when I come back from a show, I just want to do it again the next day. I want to be able to do it better. I want to just keep going at it. I just bring back happiness, I'm, or not. Sometimes it feels pretty lousy, but that's okay. It's part of the game, too. Suspendu à la bulle de savon. Tout est léger. Bulle de savon. Amour d'été. Bulle de savon. Les blés. Doré, bulle de savon, collé. The song you're going to hear now is Les Confettis. It's taken from my first album, and it was composed and recorded and everything else by Joey Burns. Confettis, fin de nos jeux.
Papiers en feu, les confettis. Papiers en feu, les confettis.
Marianne will be appearing with Brian Lopez, Gabriel Sullivan, and many other Tucson artists in Key Largo, Arizona. They're holding a Dusk to Dawn celebration this Saturday, June 12th. We have more information about that event and another new song on the Arizona Spotlight page at azpm.org.